and talk together. He is a mighty jester, but besides, he likes to talk to me about his work. He's one of those men who find a help and stimulus in talking. And so I have been able to follow the conception of the new accelerator right up from the very early stage. Of course, the greater portion of his experimental work is not done in Folkestone, but in Gower Street, in the fine new laboratory next to the hospital that he has been the first to use. As everyone knows, or at least as all intelligent people know, the special department in which Gibbon has gained so great and deserved a reputation among physiologists is the action of drugs upon the nervous system. Upon soporifics, sedatives, and anesthetics, he is, I am told, unequalled. He is also a chemist of considerable eminence, and I suppose in the subtle and complex jungle of riddles that centers about the ganglion cell and the axis fiber, there are little cleared places of his making, little glades of illumination that, until he sees fit to publish his results, are still inaccessible to every other living man. And in the last few years, he has been particularly assiduous upon this question of nervous